Okay, so welcome to the first Feng Shui teleseminar series that I'm doing starting now throughout the fall. And I will be giving you some notices on emails sort of so you have a lineup and know ahead of time what topics we're going to have. But I'm always open to hearing what topics people would like to hear about. So if you want to forward anything like that onto me on an email of a specific issue that you'd like to see discussed, I'd be more than happy to look at that and bring that on board later on. And if certainly any questions you have regarding to some issues, you know, bring those up at the end of our call, you know, even though it might not be pertaining to our topic. So I'll try to address those as best I can. So tonight's Feng Shui teleseminar is Feng Shui for Career Transitions, and it is on August the 8th, 2013, the Year of the Snake. We're still in the Year of the Snake. Yes, next year, 2014, which will start at the end of January, we'll go into the Year of the Horse. And I talk about what that means and kind of what kind of energy that's going to bring in and everything towards the end of the year. But I will you know, let you know that I do have a website where you can sign up for my newsletter or updates on any classes. I do have a blog, and I'm getting better at writing more regularly with articles that are currently on there. And if you want to, you know, hear about anything, you know, anything, any topics in there, then that's where you'll find it. It's called DIY, like D as in dog, IY, like do-it-yourself, Feng Shui, and it's on WordPress. So DIY Feng Shui, WordPress.com. And then on Facebook, I have a Design for Energy page where you can ask me questions, and I love that. If you have something that you're, you know, in a quandary about and you have questions, just feel free to post those and I will respond. And a few gifts for you for being on the call. As a participant on this call, you automatically get a 15% discount off of any Feng Shui service that I provide throughout the year. And I would like to start this to become a community, so people who are attending the teleseminars and classes that I have, you know, will be getting extra discounts. So you'll just need to reference that you were on the teleseminar. For tonight, though, you will receive an hour Feng Shui consult, which is valued at $150, for only $65 if you choose, and if you schedule any time between now and tomorrow. Just go to designforenergy@gmail.com and say you were on the call, and you can pay for it right on my website on PayPal. That doesn't mean you have to use the consult in the next couple of days. It just means you schedule it and got the offer. And then the price goes back to normal after tomorrow evening. But that is for anything that you might have. I had my house done by phone by my Feng Shui master years ago. It was very helpful. I just sent him some pictures on email, and it was very helpful in getting me started. So, you know, there may be something, some pressing issue in your life, and you might want an hour Feng Shui consult, and this is by phone. So that's $65 if you choose to take that on tomorrow. Okay, so let's get started. I'm a Feng Shui consultant going on 16 years. In 2000, I resigned from a corporate career where I had been for 18 years, but 15 years with this last company. And I really, really had worked hard to do what I could to accomplish in that career. I was in sales, and then I was a district manager, and then a sales manager, and a regional director when I left, regional sales manager. And I also did sales training nationally. But before that, I was doing sales, and I was just feeling like things weren't happening. You know, I was not getting the best results. And so that was where I kind of encountered Feng Shui, and it did help. I also do energy work to clear houses and people. That's a very powerful thing that I'll talk about on another call. And so those are things that that I offer and I do in my life now. But as I said, in my corporate job, I was very disgruntled with the fact that I was working for a company and seeing people fly by me with promotions and pay raises while I was doing all the right things, thinking that if I just worked hard and did the right things that I would be noticed and I would get all those things as well. And I was stagnant. It was very frustrating. So when I heard about Feng Shui, it was through a friend. I was living in Memphis, Tennessee, and there really wasn't anything about it in any books or anything in that part of the country. So she told me about it, and she sent me a book. I read it, and I was fascinated because I was really wanting to know about my career. I wanted to see how can I get this moving, or how can I get another career, or how can I change out of this career? What can I do? And it really addressed that if you move the energy in your space, you can affect change. So I actually did everything in the book. except, you know, I mean, I dog-eared it. I was just fascinated. At that time, we're talking 1996, there were no other major books on the market at the time. It was Interior Design with Feng Shui by Sarah Rothbaum, and it's based on the Western Method. And so I kind of did everything, and so I found this guy out of New York who did this method, and he was I was told that he would do consults over the phone. So he said, I can do a consult for you. Send me some pictures, and I'll look at what you have. So I feng shuied my home office. I worked out of my home. You know, as a sales rep, you work out of your home even though you have a company you go to. And I worked out of my home, and so I did all the things in the book and positioned my desk the way I thought. And so the first thing he asked me was about my door, and I said, about my front door of my house. And I said, well, aren't we going to look at my office? He says, yes, but we need to see the front door, because that is really the mouth of chi, or where the energy comes into your space. And if, you know, we need to make sure that's okay. And I said, well, I don't use it. And he asked me, why not? And I said, well, it's been stuck. And he said, well, how long? And I said, I guess about 2 years. And then I said, oh, yeah, that's been about 2 years. And he says, well, what about your career? When was the last time you had a pay raise? And I'm thinking back, and it was 2 years. And I'm not. This is a true story. And I'm not tying them together yet because I'm still a bit skeptical at this point. I'm just kind of going at it from a observer kind of point of view. And so he says, well, you need to fix your front door, and you need to start using it because that's the career gua or area, and it affects your career. If you're going through the garage, then you're going a long way to make your career work. And I thought that was very interesting, how everything is sort of connected to what, you know, symbolically. So I did the things that he said, not very much in my house and not very much in my office. And I had a career change and shift within like about 3 days. I got a call to move into another division. And if I hadn't really been interested in this and understanding that it's all about movement, then I would have probably just passed on that opportunity thinking, you know, it wasn't the right one or I need to kind of maybe keep thinking. But because I was interested in it, I went ahead and took it, and I said, I'm going to just go. And so it landed up being the best move because I landed up getting more promotions and pay raises within a two-year period than I had in the previous 10. And it was a constant movement. I mean, I went into another division, and I landed up getting more pay raises and promotions and getting promoted, only woman in leadership when I resigned. So it was amazing. And during the whole time, I'm doing the feng shui, and I'm doing the things that are necessary. But over that time period, I realized, you know, I was still lacking. I was very frustrated, you know, in that I wasn't having any personal time and that I was still not at the level that other people were who were in the company less time than me. There were other things that I just, you know, personally wanted for my life that I just said the corporate life isn't going to provide. So I said, I really want to move on. And I tried several things. I tried all kinds of businesses on the side and thought, you know, if this grabbed me, I'd take it. Nothing really did. So when I started learning about feng shui, I started helping friends with their homes and businesses, and I realized that they were having great results. So I decided to start putting the ball in motion to leave my corporate career and do it full time, and knowing that it would be kind of a challenge and a risk, but I just felt compelled. I mean, it was a strong urging for me to go ahead and move on. So there's some things that I did to make that happen and to make my transition happen and make things flow a lot easier for me that I want to share with you tonight. And then I'll incorporate some of the experiences through that. So the first thing I did was made a decision, okay? So wherever you are in your career, or if you're with a company now or you're working somewhere and you just want another job, you know, you really need to make a decision because that's kind of like putting the universe on notice that, yes, I'm ready to move out of what I've been doing. I'm ready to use my gifts and talents in a bigger and better way, and I'm ready to do that. And because there's a lot of energy in thought. And feng shui is all about energy. It's all about, it's basically quantum physics in action. So everything has movement. When I talk about doing feng shui for people in their homes and businesses, I'm not really, it's not about so much the decorating. It's about moving stagnant energy in their lives. So people may not say that they won the lottery or they got all this money or they got, you know, all these great things after a feng shui consult, but they all say there was movement. Things that were not moving are now moving in a direction that they're wanting it to go. And so that movement may not always be the thing that people like because sometimes it creates movement in a way that you have to clear things and you have to work on things for yourself before you can get to the next step, but it's still movement. So that was one thing that I knew, that I had to make a decision. And why I say that is because I knew that once I told my bosses that I was leaving, that they were going to try to talk me out of it. Because I was in a high standing and I had good position with my people and everything, and I didn't want my salespeople either to be telling me, you know, and asking me not to leave, because I had to be firm in that, you know, because I knew I was leaving, I needed to be firm. So wherever you are, you want to make that decision, be really clear about it, so that you know that, you know, it's actually a new chapter in your life, and you won't be looking back. You'll just be looking back in the sense of, okay, that was a chapter that was very useful for me, but I'm moving on. The second thing is, you know what you want. So sometimes people don't know. They just know they want to change. You know, I knew I wanted to change. I didn't know it was going to be feng shui. I didn't know what it was going to be. I just knew I wanted to change, and I knew I wanted it to be something creative and something where I could help people and something that I could use my gifts and talents to help people. And I know that I like working with people one-on-one. I love sales coaching and mentoring. So it kind of fit the bill. And so know what you want. And the best way I do that with clients is I have them write intentions. And intentions, again, are putting the universe on notice for what you want. And this can be done at any time of your life. When you're starting a new venture, like going into a new job, then you write them in the present tense. So writing things like, you know, I am career transitioning now to something more fulfilling and something happier, and where I love the people I work with, and I'm getting paid very well, you know, that's an intention. You don't even have to know what the job is. Just write down the qualities. You know, what kind of environment would it look like? You know, what kind of people would you be working with? What kind of pay? You know, what kind of free time would you have? All the things that are important to you. And I always put things in red envelopes, because in feng shui, red is a very high prosperity color. And so, you know, you can place that on your desk or somewhere you can see it. You don't have to read the intentions on a regular basis. You just need to put them out there. And you can tweak them throughout the year if you find something that, you know, you want to add to it. But don't obsess over them, you know. And sometimes people, I ask clients to put them in red envelopes and put them next to the bedside table, because that's where we manifest our dreams. And so it's very much in your mind as already happening. So writing them in the present tense is very important, because it says, you know, it's already happening. We've just somehow set up a block to it, and now we're going to release that block, and we're going to allow the energy to flow. So the next thing you want to do is put a picture or a description of your ideal job or career on the south wall of your office, or it can be the south wall of your home. Because this year in 2013, the south is very lucky for career and success. And the cure for that is 9 red items. So you could do like 9 red votive candles. You could do 9 red envelopes. You could do a picture with 9 red balloons on it. Something like that is going to activate that sector that's very lucky this particular year. And then also putting it on the south wall is fame. It brings things to you. And so you could even write your intentions for your career and put it on a piece of red paper. I did that earlier this year, and I put it on a piece of red glitter paper and put that on my south wall, and that's also good for enhancing it. Now, if you find a job that you really love or a career that you like, you know, on the internet or in a magazine or something like that, then you can type it out and put it on that paper and put it on that wall, and then that starts to expand. So maybe it's not that particular job, but it's something like it or better. And that also gives you some focus, because oftentimes we limit ourselves. We think that, you know, we need to, you know, if we're going to career transition or get a new job, you know, it needs to be like just in these areas. And really, if we put it out there to the universe that we want this or better, then things can come to us that we didn't expect and maybe that we didn't even ask for in a bigger and better way, but we'll know it, we'll recognize it. And so that's very important too. The other thing is to add water to the north part of your home or your office. And water elements, the reason for that is in career that brings in money. And when you're making a career transition, you know, money is very important. When I resigned, I went to my financial planner and I said, you know, before I leave, I need to know, you know, what do I have to live on if I, for some reason, this opportunity doesn't work out. You know, how much money do I have to live on? You know, he knew what my living expenses were. He said 2 years, because I had money saved up. And he said 2 years. And I said, okay, I can handle that. I figured within 2 years, if I, you know, I would know whether my feng shui business was going to make it or not. And if not, I would go back into sales. Not a good intention, I would add, to say that, but I just, you know, I say that only in that you really don't want to jump off a mountain without a parachute. You know, you want to make a change, and it is a risk, but you want to do it, you know, calculated. You know, and I think Lee Iacocca, the big wig with General, with Chrysler, said that, you know, that you take risks, but calculated ones. So I said to him that's what I needed. So you definitely want to make sure that you have enough money coming in before and during, you know, your transition, whether it's a severance pay or if it's some money you have saved up, because you don't want that pressure on you when you're trying to build a new business or you're working somewhere new that, you know, of the financial. You want to be able to have a little bit of a nest egg or something there to make you feel like, okay, I can move into this, you know, in a way that it's not maybe as the greatest, but it's still helping me. So that is very important. So North is the career sector, and it's very lucky this year. In 2013, it's the luckiest sector of all for career and money. So one way to do that is to add water, because that's the element for the North, and the other is mirrors. Mirrors are also reflective, and they represent the water element. You can also put a picture of water on your North sector of your business office wall or in your home. I noticed that when I first, feng shui'd my office, when I decided to resign, I decided to get rid of everything in my office that represented my old career. And I told this in a class that I was teaching one time at a university, and that I could hear some gasps in the audience. And this woman raised her hand, and she said, "How could you do that? How could you?" Because I had sales awards from my, you know, sales career up on the wall, and I had lots of things like, you know, different things that I've received. She said, and I actually threw it all away. I didn't get rid of it. I mean, I didn't put it in a box. I threw everything away. She said, "How could you do that? And you worked so hard for all that. You know, that's your accomplishment. So you threw all that away?" I said, "Yes." I said, "Because that isn't my life anymore. And my life now is this new venture. And those memories of the past are there in my memory bank. I don't have to have them on a wall." And that's also clutter. It's also hanging on to the past. So I was totally clear with that, and I got rid of everything that represented or reflected my previous 18 years, books and everything. I had all kinds of samples in my garage. You know, I was a pharmaceutical rep for a while. You know, medical. I was in medical device sales, so I had all kinds of products. I got rid of everything. And so my office then just reflected, you know, I had a desk, I had a little water feature, and I had a picture on my fame wall of an article that had been written on me in the Memphis Business Journal on feng shui, because I had just started and somebody had called them and asked them to interview me. So I put that on that wall. So that's all I had in there, and that was my first week after I resigned, was my office kind of looked like that. So when I put the water feature up, that actually started moving the phone calls in. I started getting people calling me. And the very first person that called me my first week out of having left my company was I didn't even take a break. Most people will take a break. I didn't. I was just too excited. So I just went in, and the first person that called me was a medical doctor. And it was ironic because I'd been in the medical field for all these years, and she wanted me to feng shui her home. It had nothing to do with medical, you know. It was just ironic that she was a medical doctor. And she wound up being my anchor client for years, meaning that she referred so many people to me. So that water feature is flowing water, really will move energy and create a flow of money. And I noticed that when I traveled a lot in my job, when my corporate job towards the end, that I was, you know, I noticed that the phone would ring a lot. When I would come home from a trip, I would turn it off. I mean, I'd be home a little bit. I'd turn it off, and the phone wouldn't be ringing. And that would give me the break I needed. It's amazing. So you can try these things as an experiment and see. But it is movement of energy, and it's a really good thing. Okay, so the other is to add some kind of greenery. Lucky bamboo and the money plant is the jade plant. Lucky bamboo is really good for health, and we need good health in our business. If we're going to move from one thing to another, we need good health. So the lucky bamboo are those tall, you know, stalks that you find at grocery stores and plant stores. And the jade plant is a succulent, rounded leaf plant. It looks like coins. That's why it's called the money plant. And that's going to bring in new opportunities. And those are always really good to have in your office somewhere. It's also good to have near your front door. Fresh flowers are always great for good luck. I oftentimes will bring fresh flowers and put them on my desk when I'm working the whole week on writing projects and things like that. So it's really good. If you want to, if you have any kind of little plants around the house, if you repot them into big pots, it means that you're going to have more growth. So that's a symbolic way of bringing money in and opportunities, is to, you know, repot your little plants into bigger pots. And that's kind of a nice thing to do anyway. The other thing is you want to make sure all your doors work, because doors are transitions. You're transitioning from one room to the other. So if they're broken, if they're squeaking, if they're stuck, it's symbolic of things being stuck in your life. So, of course, we talked about the front door. The front door has to work. Whether you use it or not as your main door to go in your house, you definitely want to make sure that the doors open and close easily, because that is actually creating that flow into your home and going and making all those things work well for you. Clutter is a big thing in feng shui. For those of you who study feng shui, you definitely want to get rid of clutter on your desk, because if you're looking for jobs or you're emailing people back or whatever, clutter is going to slow that down. You want to see your desk. So if you have a wood desk, you want to see more wood than anything. And that's kind of the way that, you know, is a gauge. So I have a lot of projects going on all the time, and so my desk can get really cluttered. So what I do is I put projects in organized piles to the left of me on the L part of the desk, and then another little table. And I try to keep the main desk clear as possible. I have a dragon on my desk that's also good for career success. I might have fresh flowers occasionally and things like that, but I really try to keep that because, you know, I had an organizer come in one day and just kind of help me, you know, for a few hours because my paper clutter had gotten so out of hand. And she helped me organize it and get systems down. And that week I had like 4 new clients. I mean, it was just immediate. So that's something that will happen if you're stuck in any way. You remove clutter, and that even includes clutter from your emails. So if you open up your emails every morning and you've got 200 that are still hanging there, and you're just opening new ones, and that's clutter. Okay, so you have to look at that, and you have to sort of minimize that, put them in folders, or get rid of them so that, you know, you don't have this weight on you, this heaviness that you're moving forward in life and making things happen. They also mentioned about putting an egg or a picture of an egg on your desk or near your front door. Eggs are like fertility, like creation, and bringing something new, like a new idea, and it brings something new into your life. I actually am a collector of Fabergé eggs, not the real ones, but a replica. And so when I'm starting a new project or something like that, I put one on my desk. I just finished writing a book, my first book. I thought it would be, you know, something related to feng shui as far as design. The future ones will be part in that area. But it called me to write about healing the loss of a pet. So that book is now available on Amazon, and I'm really proud of it because it just came out a couple of months ago through Hay House. And it's feng shui for healing the loss of a pet. And I had some stagnation around that book. You know, I just started about a year and a half ago, and I had a lot of lulls. So, you know, putting that egg on that desk is like, okay, you're creating something new, you're rebirthing something, and I was able to move through and finish that book. So those are some things that are really important there that can kind of help you kind of create movement. But if you don't know in the beginning what you want and you're not ready for the change, then all these other things aren't really going to help you very much. So that's why the initial work of knowing that you're ready to make the change and kind of having a general idea of the qualities of what you want that career change to look like is important. And the other thing is to always bring some metal in to bring in money. So we use wind chimes a lot in feng shui. I also have these little singing bowls, and I will sort of ring those. It also helps create clarity in your mind and helps to move energy in a room. A chiming clock is also good. It rings on the hour. A mindfulness bell, it's something that you can put on your computer. It rings every hour. There's actually a website called mindfulnessbell.org. It's a free download, and every hour the bell tones. And it helps you just kind of take a breath and breathe, but yet it's that metal energy that has to do with money. And ringing that in your home is also going to be very good for finances and the things that you need in order to make the career change and to bring in more money in that new job. And so the last one is probably the one that ties it all together. And that is to set up your space for your new career. So act as if. So if you were in your ideal job today, you know, what would your office look like? So, you know, would it have pictures of, you know, what kind of pictures would you have on the wall? We always like you to have something opposite you when you're working that's very inspiring. You know, maybe somebody has written an article on you or what have you, and you could put something like that and frame it. You can also put something up as a mock. You know, I used to remember people taking the Time magazine, and it might be like Woman of the Year, and they would put their picture there. Those are things that one can do. And it's just setting up that space as though you're already ready for the new business, as I did. You know, when I told you I removed everything and I started fresh with an office, not knowing, you know, if I was going to get any clients. Now, I had already been talking to people and helping people with their spaces, but I was doing all of that for free because I was working with another job. So here I had resigned, and I'm in a new job, new career, and so I had to, you know, I had to go on faith and say, okay, hopefully, you know, this is going to move in the direction that I want it to. And I've been doing this now for 13 years. I'm not a millionaire, and I don't make as much money as I made in corporate, but I have freedom. I have my own life to create what I want to do every day, and I have a steady business, and I continually am able to move things in my life in a direction that I enjoy. And those things are worth a lot of money. So whatever that is for you, you want to go ahead and put that in place and act as if. And so that's the real important part of that. So again, like I said, we're still in the snake year until the last week of January. So if you really want to get ambitious after this phone call and you do some of the things that I mentioned, you can go to my blog, the DIY Feng Shui by Belinda, and click on 2013 Cures Packet. And that is going to be available to you to look at what cures there are for 2013. And you can actually apply those. You can add some of the enhancers for 2013 to actually make your work, add some more enhancements to what we talked about tonight. And that's actually 2013 Cures Packet on my blog, DIY Feng Shui by Belinda. Feel free to call or email me any questions after this call. If you had any questions at all, I'm open to anybody who's been on the call and said, you know, Belinda, you know, I'd like to know what you meant by that. That's fine with me. No worries. I also always offer a free 30-minute phone assessment to determine anybody's needs and how I can help them and work within their budget or, you know, whatever they have. We do feng shui consulting for homes, businesses, and to sell real estate, so we do staging. And also offer space clearing services. So that means, you know, if you have a room or a house that's got not really good energy, it can be cleared. And that's very important. I have people who have beautiful feng shui, if you will. You go to their homes, it's gorgeous, it feels good, not a lot of clutter. But, you know, things happened in the house before they bought the home that creates a lot of problems for the family living there. So you clear that, and next thing you know, they're flying high, they're doing well. And they didn't really even implement a lot of the feng shui cures that we often use. So it's a powerful process in itself. It will do wonders. And I also have an article on it on my blog. So like right now, I'd like to go ahead and open up for questions, and then I can also emphasize some of these other things that I've already talked about. One thing I didn't mention is that in feng shui, when you are stagnant or things are not really moving in your life, one of the things that you can do is to move 27 objects around. 27 is a real powerful number. It adds up to 9, and that's a really big number in feng shui for prosperity and also for success and fame. So you move 27 things around, and you will create a major shift in your life. And so, because I've been into people's homes where, you know, they haven't moved a lamp in 25 years. It's in the same place. And then you talk to them about their life, and, you know, they're stagnant. So just moving things around will create some movement in your life. And that's a real positive and easy thing to do. It doesn't have to be large things. It can be small things, but it does help. So if you will, if you want to ask me a question now, you just *6, and I can hear you. And then I'll see if anybody has any questions, and then I'll go from there. So does anybody have any questions about what I have mentioned so far?
Belinda?
Yes.
When you said about the water on the north wall, and
yes.
Is it okay to put just a picture or photo, or does it have to be like a fountain?
Okay. In feng shui, there's two ways of activating. They call them the active and inactive cures. An active cure is the water. An inactive cure is the picture or something that represents it. So obviously, if you have a beautiful picture of water opposite you when you're working, it's better than nothing, and it is very positive. But if you're wanting to really enhance that in terms of bringing in more money, you know, and actually seeing a flow of money come in from the career side while you're interviewing for jobs or you're making transitions, the water's going to help. So it's not that it's not good. It does help. It, you know, and everything in feng shui is levels. So, like, a certain person might be having really good financial success, and so the picture up there is just fine. But if they feel like they're not getting enough of, like, maybe they're getting job offers, but the pay is low, or they maybe they're, you know, in their current job, they're just not getting enough money coming in on that end, then the water fountain is going to actually help with that. Aquariums are also good because it's movement.
Mm-hmm.
They like you to have, you know, the goldfish with in there in like nine numbers of nines or threes, and there's some good numbers for that. But, yeah, you know, it's an active or inactive cure, but I would always recommend something rather than nothing. And if it's a beautiful waterfall, and also the image. So, for example, if you had a lake, that's still water. So it's peaceful, but it's not very active, as opposed to having a waterfall.
Okay.
You know, like you see. So that there's a difference in the image also.
Okay. I currently have a beautiful beautiful lake.
Okay.
But
so again, a lake is great because it's expansive. It says I'm opening myself up to an expansive career and my opportunities. So then that's a really good thing. So then the next thing would be then you know, to maybe add a little you know, small, it doesn't have to be a tabletop, you know, size water feature. That way you can see that bringing in active offers that have to do with more money.
Okay. It's really hard to find pretty things that are, you know, like little water features to put like
that.
Yeah,
there's not too many places in Austin. There's a place called Z Gallery in the Arboretum.
Yeah.
And they have some really nice little tabletops. A client of mine just bought a really pretty one, and they have some there. But you're right. I have most of the clients find them off the Internet. And but yes, that's the only place in town that I've really found them. You're right; they can be hard to find.
Okay, so it's okay to put. It's okay if you put both. Like if there's a.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It's not
Absolutely.
Too much. Okay.
No, and the way you know it's too much. Okay, this is a good question. The way you know that any of your cures are too much, like too many plants, too much water, too much metal, is that whatever's happening, whatever result is not what you want. For example, I have some people that, you know, they have the water feature going and they have music on and they have plants and they feel like they're overwhelmed with business. They can't keep up.
Uh-huh.
And so it's one level you're saying, oh, wow, I want all this business, but yet I can't keep up with it. So then you take some things away. You slow down the chi. And then you still get the flow of people, but not at that rate. As I said to you before, when I used to be overwhelmed, you know, I turned the fountain off in my office,
mm-hmm.
and then the phone would stop ringing. But that just gave me time to get caught up, so it was great. And then I would turn it back on, and my phone would start ringing again.
Okay.
So it's we cannot change the essence of what we call qi, the Chinese word for energy. We can't change what it's made of, but we can change the way that it moves.
Okay.
So good question. Thank you. Any other questions from the folks out there? to star 6 if you want to ask a question. I'd love to hear if anyone wants to share their career challenge right now.
Hi, this is Allison.
Hi, Allison.
Hi, a couple questions. I live in an apartment, so I don't have a lot of room, so I've put my office in the living room. Is that a good idea, or would it be better to put it in a different spot?
If you have is it a one-bedroom or two?
It's a two-bedroom, and my daughter's in the second one, so I can't put it up. I'm limited.
Gotcha. Yeah, good question. So basically, we don't want any kind of equipment or any kind of office stuff in any bedroom. So
okay.
That's ideally, we don't want that, that's what the goal is. We really don't want offices in bedrooms. We don't want computers and things like that. I know that people will sometimes do that for their kids. They'll put a computer in their room. That's fine as long as it's kind of sectioned off and not so close to their bed or anything. That's fine. But for adults, we definitely don't want that. So you don't have much options. So, yeah, a living room is a perfect place for it. Do you have a business out of your home?
No, that's the other thing right now. I'm kind of in a transition period because I'm going to school, and I had a job, but right now I don't have a job. I'm looking for something part-time, but
okay.
I'm going to be in school in a couple months.
Okay, so you're going to start school.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so a living room is a perfect place to set up an office because basically it can be sectioned off. You can use part of it for seating and then a corner for a desk. And
uh-huh.
So the key there is to make sure that you're facing the front door. You know, you don't have your back to the door. And then if you have a desk in there, just make sure that if you're going to have a lot of things like files and whatever, that you keep them in like nice file cabinets. And then I often tell people to just put a screen in front if they feel like they have a lot of stuff, put
mm-hmm.
a screen in front so that when you walk in, you see the living room, and then you pull the screen back when you're going to go and do your work and put the screen back.
Okay.
So that way you have a little bit of a separate thing because in feng shui, every room has a different energy and a different life area. So you need to separate your office from your living. Otherwise,
yep.
it won't get full energy.
Okay. All right.
And when you're going to school and then working part-time, then, also you want to activate your knowledge. The knowledge sector of feng shui is if you walk in the front door, it's the far left corner. Not the
okay.
far left. The left corner from the door.
Okay.
So, you can put something there like a plant that's growing. Or you can do something that represents, just something active that has to do with, maybe you're getting a degree in something. Kind of put something up there that shows, that you already have the degree.
Right.
Something like that. But, yeah, that's fine to put a desk in your living room, but just make sure that the tendency can be for it to be a workspace. And so when you walk in, it just looks very cluttered. So as long as it's organized and everything, then maybe putting a screen in front of it is a good idea.
Okay.
And that's about the only place you can put it because dining room, you wouldn't want to do that. A lot of people do work on their dining room table. That's okay, but then don't have that as your main workspace, though.
Okay.
I mean, I work out of my home, and I have a lot. I don't have a really large house, so I have work projects, like, sometimes across my dining table. Then I have some in my – I have a laptop in my living room, and then I have work projects in this room, in my office. So, I can be spread out all over the house, but it all comes back to the office.
Right.
Okay. So.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Good luck in your schooling.
Okay.
Yes. Anybody else have a challenge, a work challenge that they want to share? Career-wise? Again, you just have to star 6, and then I can hear you. So I'll talk a little bit more, and if you do have a question, just star six, and I'll know that you're coming in, and I'll pause and get your question if you have anything that you'd like to ask. I want to give that opportunity. And that is, it's really important in the career transition phase that you have support. Okay, so, you know, when I decided to leave the corporate, when I made the decision, does somebody have a question? Okay. When I made the decision, I actually went to a counselor, and because I had to be sure. I was in a very, you know, I'd spent a lot of time in a career and invested a lot of myself in it. So I was very, had to be sure, even though I knew I wanted to move on because I felt like my soul was starving, I really needed to be sure. And so I went to someone and to bounce ideas off of. And that can be a therapist. You know, in this case, she was more of a, you know, spiritual counselor for me than, you know, even though she's a therapist. But you could go to a career counselor. You could go to a business coach. You could go to, you know, a feng shui consultant. You could, anybody that you want to bounce ideas off of that will support you. Because the last thing you need when you're trying to make a career transition is naysayers or people that are saying, oh, my God, you know, are you sure you want to do that? I did not tell my family when I resigned, okay? I knew that they would think I was crazy. You know, why would you leave a lucrative job with benefits and what have you and retirement and all of these things for something like a holistic kind of art business? And I knew that, so I didn't share it with my family. I basically went through this unbiased counselor who didn't talk me into it, just asked the right question. You know, is this what you, you know, do you feel like if the company could offer you these things, would you want to stay? The answer was no. Is there anything the company can offer you that you would make you want to stay? And I said no. I mean, I mean anything. That was money, everything. So I was really ready. So, you know, so that was very helpful to me to get that support. And then, you know, once I was able and really clear and definitive in it, then I called my family up and said, you know, I made a decision to leave my job and I'm going to start my own business and this is the direction I'm going to go in. So that all, you know, is at that point it was like, well, then they were happy for me that I had done that. And then I had a kind of, if you will, kind of celebratory kind of gathering with my friends to celebrate the transition and say that, you know, I'm actually now into something new and I need, you know, I'd love your support. And these were all people that knew me and so they all were just very happy for me. So it was sort of that way of getting into something new and having that support. So throughout the process, it's very important to have that because you can get very discouraged at times with either people saying, well, you know, just be happy, you have a job, or, you know, are you sure you want to do that, or any of those things. And so you really want to just, you know, keep it to yourself, you know, discuss it with people that can help you with the career transition, that can help you find the right leads and the job, but wait until you actually made the transition to share it with those people that you think might, you know, have an issue with it and what have you, because it's very important to stay positive and to not veer from your dream. Any comments or questions about that? Or anything, really. Okay, so when I talked about you putting this description or something on your south wall as far as your career, that is very important. It's like a vision board that maybe people may be familiar with, and that's going to actually help everything sort of manifest and crystallize in your mind so that when the opportunity comes along, you're going to recognize it. So if you decide to do something like that, a vision board is also a really positive way to do that. just cut the images out of newspapers, excuse me, newspapers, cut images out of magazines and put them all on a poster board and put things like success, happiness, you know, joy, leisure time, you know, words can be placed on there, maybe put some coins on it. It's kind of a fun activity, something to do, you know, just by yourself and kind of a little craft project. But it's very positive because it's very powerful. There have been stories about people who had a vision of something and they cut it out of a magazine and left it in a box. You know, one of them was like this mansion, and this person ends up moving after a few years, and he's unpacking everything, and he takes the picture out, and it's the picture, it's the house he's living in. And he really hadn't thought about it through the whole process of when of buying the home and moving where they moved. So it's a very powerful thing that if you put those images and you surround yourself with images of what you want in life, that is what will also manifest for you. So those are important things to think about as well. I'll also tell you that once I started once I transitioned from my corporate career into being a feng shui consultant, there was a lot of movement, you know, to getting more training and to getting different kinds of clients, getting speaking engagements, being asked to speak different places, and there was a lot of movement in that area, and so I really found that it was very helpful for me to continue to work with the feng shui in terms of the cures. One thing people will feel is that once you've sort of done this and you can walk away and not have to do anything else, and it's dynamic. It's constantly, as your life changes, you need to update. So that means keeping the clutter down, keeping the emails cleared out, adding, you know, fresh flowers, changing the water in your water feature, maybe adding some more red to your south wall, changing the picture out because you have a new vision of what you want. Okay, so it's a constant movement of energy. You don't just set up your office and say, okay, this is it for the year, because then, you know, you will notice. And like I said, paying attention to how things are happening in your life. You know, what results are you getting? If the money's not coming in, then add more water. If you're not getting the metal, like the ringing of the bells, that's like coins. It's like ching-ching, ka-ching, bringing those metal coins in. You can also add coins to your front door so that when people open the door, they can hear their coins ringing. That's also money coming into your home. And you can add bells, coins on a string on your phone. Well, unless you have a desk phone. Most of us are using, you know, cell phones. But if you have a desk phone, you can actually put that on your phone so when the phone rings, it's ringing in money. And those are things that you can do on a constant basis because it's saying I'm going to the next level now. You know, I want to do some things that are different. Yes, I've gotten through school now and I've done well in my grades and I graduated. Okay, now I want that great job. Okay, now I'm in that great job, but I really would like to, you know, be promoted. And now I'm being promoted, but I'd like more personal time. You know, and it just keeps, you know, moving on. And so we have to move with it and update our feng shui, which is really all about being in harmony and balance with nature. So when we do these things, we have a much more success in life.
Belinda,
so yes, ma'am.
Is there when you buy coins, is there like a certain number that you're supposed to buy, like a certain
Eight is the number for money. Okay,
oh, eight
so if you put, eight is, yes. So if you put coins, you know, like eight coins on a string, that is for money. And a lot of times people, you can buy the string of coins that already made up on a red string. And I have one that I hang on my handbag. You can put it on your briefcase or you can hang it somewhere in your office. Eight is a very good number for that. Nine is also good. It's actually more about fame. and prosperity and being recognized. So like if somebody wants to be promoted, you know, 9 coins would help with that as well as the money. 3 is also good. 3 is considered very powerful for a lot of cures, and it's a good number. So, and then, of course, 6s is metal energy, so that's also good. So I would say 3, 6, 8, 9 are all good coin numbers, but the one for money is really 8.
Okay.
And we're in a period 8, which we, you know, we go through 20-year periods, and we're in period 8 right now for the next 14 years. And so it's a prosperous period. You know, I know the economy's been certain ways, but it's a good time money wise for people if they keep their, you know, feng shui up and they do the right things. It can be very prosperous.
Oh, thank you.
Uh-huh. So again, if you have any questions for me after this, or you decide to do some of these, make some of these adjustments in your space, you feel free to email me or contact me on my Design for Energy. I'd love it if you liked my page if you're on Facebook. That always is helpful. And if you have any other questions, like I said, you can email me. And then pick up the information off of my blog about the additional cures that you can do for 2013. And then in January, I'll be sending out another list of what's needed for 2014 that you can implement into your home to help you harness the good energies for 2014 and then mitigate the negative ones, because there's some that are not so great. While we have a couple of minutes, I'll just go ahead and share that the two worst sectors this year are the Southwest and the Center. So the center of your home, the Southwest area. And these are considered like Southwest is sickness, and the center has to do with misfortune. It's not just energies that are very heavy and dark and not good, and they clash. So for those two sectors, the cures are 6-rod wind chimes. And when I say 6-rod, that's that metal energy, and the rods need to be hollow. And so, you know, hanging those wind chimes in those two areas will help to diffuse those bad energies this year, which will help you through February. And if you're inclined to do that, I know Amazon has some, and I know Garden Ridge Pottery has some, Whole Life Provision. Those are some places here in Austin that have them. And so those are the two probably worst things and that probably need correcting if you do anything off of the cure sheet that I mentioned to you. Those would be the ones that I would take care of.
And there are six, there are 6 hollow wind chimes?
There's 6 rod.
Rod?
Like 6 rods, you know, the rods that hang down.
Mm-hmm.
But they're hollow.
Okay.
They're not solid.
Okay.
So the hollowness is what helps the chi flow through it. And it doesn't matter what color, they just have to be metal. And that metal is cutting that energy that is very strong coming in for this year that is creating sickness and misfortune. And this is based on the compass, traditional compass feng shui, flying star. It's very powerful. And so I've had most of my clients this year, since January, put those two cures up for sure.
Okay.
And those are important. Okay, last question. Anybody have a last question? So I will post on my newsletter that the next, updates for the next topic. And as I said, if you guys have any interest in something particular, do let me know, and I'll be happy to put that on the schedule and offer those as topics in the future. You can also send me questions that I can also address on another teleseminar. That's another way as well. If you send some questions, then I'll address it the next time we meet. And the next one will be in September, so be on alert for that one. It'll be at 7 o'clock as well, and I think I have the date as September 12th. So I want to thank you guys so much for being on this particular call, and I hope that I gave you some insights into making a successful career transition that can help you put just some thoughts that you might have not pondered before about doing, making the change, not fearing it, seeing it as spirit calling you to make a move, and that's something important for you in your life, and that if you do it in a way that is planned out and calculated, if you will, that it will flow easily for you, especially if you implement some of the feng shui with it. So thank you so much. I wish you all much success and look forward to having you on the next teleseminar in September. So have a wonderful evening.
Thank
Good night,
you,
everybody.
Belinda.
Thank you.